Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a real-life medium? Then this is the podcast for you. In this show, you'll learn how to open your heart to spirit, hear adventures I've experienced as an award-winning psychic medium and teacher. Plus, I'm going to give you some psychic information and insight into what the future holds for our increasingly crazy world. Tune in every Friday and get ready to connect to the other side. I'm Jen, and I'll be your guide starting right now. Welcome back to the podcast. It is Friday. Time's not real anyways, so maybe it's not actually Friday. We don't know. That's what we're told. It's Friday, so we're going with it. So this episode is going to be about psychic predictions that I have made in the past that are just coming to light now. And also, I will have a new prediction for you at the very end of this episode. So thank you so much for listening and for having patience with me. And I have an announcement, of course, first. And I bet you think you know what I bet you think you know what I'm going to say, and it's not it. Guess what today is? It's Christmas Day. It's Christmas. It's not actually Christmas Day. It is November 1st, 2024. So that means I am going to start decorating for Christmas. And I don't remember if I've talked about this on the podcast, but I am anti-Halloween. I have never liked Halloween. You would think a medium would love Halloween. I have never, ever, ever, once in my life, liked Halloween. Even when I was a kindergarten teacher and I would get to dress up. The only good thing about Halloween is the chocolate and the rockets. But I mean, I can get that any time of year, right? And I am a Christmas girl. I am a Christmas girl, 100% red and green, never Halloween. That is my poem for the day. I am going to decorate today. I will probably bring all the things up from the basement. My Christmas sheets are already on the bed. I just bought a new Christmas blanket. We went to HomeSense yesterday on our date, and I bought some Christmas items. And I'm really looking forward to this kind of joyful. I'm all about the joy, you guys. It doesn't mean I'm never sad. I cried yesterday. People could see on my TikTok that I had the blotchy face from the crying. But I'm a joy girl. That's what I always promote on my social medias, is like, keep the vibration high. Let's get higher. Let's stop being mean to each other. Okay. You guys on TikTok, you're really mean. I had to block someone on Instagram for calling me the B word. Like, I had to report them. Like, that's okay. That's drawing a line. You can say like, I need my meds, or, you know, what else people tell me, besides being crazy and you're a fraud. That's fine. I can handle that. It's when they start using swear words, then I draw the line. Okay. Then you're done. Like, I can't handle that, because we want to keep it high. We want to keep being kind to one another, right? If we want the world peace prediction to come true, we have to start to change our mindset. But I can't make you be kind to me. I can only be kind to you. And here's another thing about that. I want to talk about this. So it's really important, like in the spiritual community, when we first, I guess, start working in here, is that it was all very love and light. Love and light, everybody. Everyone be love and light. And I'm definitely never attuned to that. I'm like, no, I hate that. I never say that. Would you go to Walmart and tell the worker, hey, love and light, lady? Like, I don't think so. So we got to keep it real. Got to keep it authentic. And so for me, being spiritual doesn't mean that you never respond to someone's rudeness. You, like, if you go read the comments of me chirping back at people on TikTok, that's where they really get me. I get like really, you know, I can't, like, it just triggers me so much. So you can't stand back and not, love and light does not mean that you do not use your voice. It does not mean that you don't clap back at someone, that you don't defend yourself, because you know the truth of who you are. They don't. They just see like a version of you for 30 seconds or less, 0.3 seconds on a random TikTok. They come around and the keyboard warriors start to come out and they forget their kindness, right? So I never subscribe to love and light, sister. I don't do that. It's fine if you do that. I don't like that. But I think it's really important, if you're going to call yourself spiritual, which we are all spiritual beings, there must be an element of, I don't know, knowing yourself and not allowing people to step all over you, and boundaries. And these are really, really important things that you must learn when you, you know, I guess first awaken, because you're told like, oh, you got to be nice to everybody. No, you don't. No, you fucking don't. Right? So there's also, there's like the line of, okay, Jen, what about being professional? Right. I subscribe to Starseed Astrology and they're on X. They're actually on Facebook as well too, probably Instagram. On X, I follow Starseed Astrology. Okay. So they're pretty much in line with my predictions as well. So I don't understand how to read a birth chart. Like, they analyze Donald Trump's birth chart and Kamala's birth chart. I don't know how to do that, but I follow them and they're pretty much on the same line as I am with my predictions as well. And for the record, I have these comments all over TikTok. Well, are you going to delete your account when he loses? Well, number one, if he quote unquote loses, it won't be because he actually loses. It'll be because they cheated. If you go on my Instagram and all over TikTok, there is a viral reel or TikTok going around about how someone was trying to electronically vote at the polls. And they would try to click Donald Trump and it wouldn't work, but they did like five times. And after the fifth, sixth time of poking the thing to try to vote for Trump, it switched to Kamala, just lit up. So how many people are not even noticing that? First of all, number one, cheaters, go to jail. Nobody cares. That's my problem. It's like, everyone's like, oh my God, that's terrible. I'm angry, but no one's fucking doing anything about it. And I'm not Canadian. I'm not even in your country and I'm raging over here. Like, people should go to jail for this. What has the country come to where everyone's okay with this and no one's doing a damn thing about it? They're just letting it happen, right? I forget where I was going with this, but here's my love and light, not, right? And I'm not going to, going back to the prediction of Starseed Astrology, they've done a couple of my birth charts. They do, like, you can subscribe to get readings from them. And so I subscribe a couple subscriptions to them and they're pretty on point. But one of my particular, I don't know if it was the year long reading or another one, it says, be meticulous with your words, right? Be very conscious or conscientious about your words and not being like, watch your tongue. Like, don't say too many rude things at this time right now, because in December, it says, according to my birth chart, that there's going to be some up-leveling of my career and I have to be impeccable with my words. So for me, it's really like a struggle right now. You know, I'm like, oh. So I've tried with the comments, people who are very rude. I'm like, love ya. And they just go, haha, you love me. You don't even know me. But I wonder if that must be the thing to go, like sending them love, really, because really that's what they need. I guess you need a big hug. Like, I'm going to give you a big hug. I'm going to give you a big hug. We need it right now. So like I said, with the Starseed Astrology, I follow them and they're on point with what I'm saying. They've showcased or analyzed, I guess, what the correct terminology is for that. Is Kamala's birth chart is like really bad. Like, she's got Saturn in the bad places. She's got Agol, a demon. Like, she's got horrible things in her birth chart. And then compared to Trump, he's got a really, really good birth, like star placement, I guess. And he is, according to his birth chart, he's going to be the president, right? So, you know, again, anything can happen, but this is really annoys me too. I'm just going to rant here, bear with me. So whenever I post, like, I posted one about Kamala was going to have like a detriment to her campaign and things about her past were going to come up and it was going to ruin her campaign, which in my opinion, this is happening. This is like, and I don't think it's just my opinion, but like, I have a whole set of like proof articles like I've got here and they pop up on my TikTok like, here, look, this is what happened. And people are like, haha, I guess you were wrong. And I'm like, do you not read what I put here? Like, here's a list of all the things that have happened to her campaign, but I'm the one who's not telling the truth. Like, see what I mean? It's a Scorpio full moon. I'm just going full blown. Like, almost like a crazy energy. Like, I feel like I can just like scream at anyone and just go off on them. Like, you know how we like people say women are crazy? Like, I think it's because men make them crazy, but people say this is like a terminology of her whole life. It's like, oh, girls are crazy. Well, I think we hide down our, like, not our psycho, I guess, but like our inner monster. What do you want to call it? Like, we have to behave and we have to be professional. We're not allowed to let this out and just like loot. Like, this is why I think we go crazy one day, because we don't, like, we just go, like, people think we're lunatics sometimes. It's because we hold it in all the time. We hold in our anger and our frustration. And if I just vent here, I'm starting to feel a little better. But I'm definitely feeling the new moon today, November 1st, 2024, Scorpio moon. I believe the election is in 4 days. So either, according to my birth chart, Leo rising is going to be a positive aspect for me in my career, like a successful, being more well-known, accolades, this kind of thing. So, I mean, again, if I lay alongside the starseed astrology with the birth chart of Donald Trump, my own interpretation, my own prediction, my own knowing, me being told by spirit when I was doing mushrooms that MAGA, M-A-G-A, was going to win. Now, I'm saying he's going to be president, but the prediction actually was what I was downloaded. The information was actually that MAGA was going to win. I took that as president. That wasn't actually the message, but I'm saying. And I get these comments on TikTok. Well, are you going to delete your account? No, I'm not going to delete my account. I will probably, like, there's comments like, well, I'm going to come back here on November 6th or November 7th and, like, rip you a new one. I'm like, well, I'll be here for it. Look, I will be here for it. I'm not going back on my prediction. I'm not switching my prediction. I've had these predictions since 2020. Whatever goes down, goes down. Whatever goes down, goes down. But anyways, let's keep going. So, speaking of Trump, before we keep going, is that, have you seen that they are cheating? They're cheating. They're cheating some more. There's more cheating coming. That's my prediction. So I just talked about the voting machine, but they're going to cheat. So again, this is on my list of things to talk to you about. And then, did you also see, so in 2020, I had a prediction in my notes, so I screenshotted it, that Nike was going to have a big controversy happen. And then another one I have in May something 2022, it's a screenshot there in my notes, is that there was going to be riots, looting, and fires. And so I humanly assumed it was going to be because of the politics, which quite possibly could still occur next week. And ongoing November 11th has a weird feeling to it, but I thought it was going to be for that. But when I opened up my Instagram this morning, there is a video from, is it LA? I think it's from LA, where after the World Series, 500 so hooligans decided to raid the Nike store or Nike factory, whatever they did, and they started stealing all their shit and putting it in their cars, and then they're setting cars on fire. So from 2020 all the way back from 2020, this is what I saw. So the timeline, like, is kind of all over the place for me, I guess. Like, I always say to people when I do a reading for them, like, I can see only 2 years ahead for you, but for some reason the world stage timeline for me is 4 years, right? So from 2020, obviously it's 4 years from now. This is what I was told and saw in visions back in 2020. So this is when the predictions first started coming to me, right? This is when I first started doing this kind of work in 2020. I guess, you know, what made me, like, open up my gifts more, I guess. And I started putting myself out there little by little in 2020. That's when the podcast was born. That's when I first started getting predictions. That's when I went to do ayahuasca. That's when I started doing mushrooms. All these amazing things that helped me expand my consciousness awareness. And I feel like that's what we need to be doing. Now, I'm not saying you got to do drugs. You don't have to do some plant medicine. If the world is in expansion mode, then you will also need to be in expansion mode. And if you're not going along with that, then you'll have a very difficult time on this earth from now until your time of death, when you're 99 or however old you're going to be when you pass. I don't know. I don't predict that, right? I don't predict when someone's going to die. I actually don't even get bad things. So if I do get something that is bad, say you come to me for a reading, I have stories about this. Say you come to me for a reading and something maybe not so great is going to happen to you in the future, I won't be able to tell you that. So some people actually want to know when they're going to die. They want to know when their mother's going to die. These are questions that they've asked me. I should do, like, a whole episode on the craziest questions that people have asked me in a reading. I can't tell you bad things unless it's something that you already know is going to happen, I guess, right? So they're like, well, health questions make me nervous. So they say, can you tap into my health? I'm like, oh God. So if you think, like, you have some really horrible disease, I won't be able to pick that up. Like, spirit doesn't allow me to do that. The only time, one story that really sticks out to me about health is a lady came to me for an in-person reading. And I kept saying to her, do you know someone who's had a heart attack? Like, feeling that maybe there's someone who had passed with a heart attack. And she goes, no, I don't know anyone. I'm like, I'm really, really feeling like a really strong energy of a heart attack. And I have this vision of someone dropping down, like, calling 911, you're outside, this person just drops. And she's like, no, Jen, I don't know anyone. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I suck. See you later. Thanks. Bye. And without me knowing, 6 months later, roughly, this lovely, wonderful lady came back to see me. And I'm like, oh my God, you came back. I thought that was terrible. She goes, no, I have to tell you something. And she looked at me with like tears in her eyes. And she said, Jen, you were right. I'm like, what do you mean? She says, that was my husband. I'm like, oh, he passed? She goes, well, he wasn't passed at the time he did the reading, but he's passed now. She said he had a heart attack and dropped on the sidewalk. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that I can't imagine. Like, I felt horrible, but I was like, that's not one thing you want to be right about, right? But see what I mean? I don't get bad things. I'm not told scary, bad things. And I will tell you that in a reading. I won't tell you anything bad or scary. That's just one crazy story. There's another story I have, and I may have told this before, is when I was on a tour in Peru, an experience. I think I did tell the story recently about the rings, right? This lady asked me, we were playing, you know, asked the psychic a question, and I was like, oh, you're going to get some rings that are engraved. And then she was sad because, well, that means my parents are going to pass. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, I don't know, but that's what I got. And then a year later they passed. So see what I mean? So it's not like, I'm not going to be told something horrible. So something horrible is going to happen in the future. I mean, I guess looting fires is horrible, right? I don't usually get bad things, maybe about personal individual people. And I can see more things in the future of the collective or the world event. Okay, let's just take a little U-turn here for a second before I get into the predictions. Let's do some fun, quote unquote, fun things. Let's read some of the comments on TikTok. This would be my therapy. Okay. So Kimberly Klein Prince comments, fake. I've heard that one before. And Love and Whimsy something says, welp, looks like you were wrong on my Kamala video, which I talked about. Like, literally, there's like 20 things that happened to her, like being discovered. And like, Candace Owens is all over. So my things that I pick up are different than her. She's going into Kamala's genealogy. So go listen to the Candace podcast. She's actually, I had a client actually that came to me last weekend who was like, love Kamala. And her grandmother, deceased grandmother, came into the reading just to tell her, you're being lied to. Like, her grandmother was very, her grandmother in spirit when she was alive was very, very about truth and honesty and, you know, not lying. And the client agreed with me that my grandma taught me those values. And I said, she's literally coming through to tell you that Kamala is a fraud. Like, go, and her mother, her grandmother said to tell her to go and watch the Candace podcast on YouTube, because her grandmother had seen her do that recently or being on YouTube. She's like, okay, well, go on there and go find out about Kamala, because you need to know the truth. You're being lied to about her. And she had no idea. She's like, oh my God, I love Kamala. I'm like, oh, well, yeah, no. So her deceased grandmother came all the way in spirit. Her Jamaican grandmother came in as like, no, she's lying. Don't vote for her. I mean, she's Canada, so she can't vote for her. Actually, technically, she could vote for her. Oh my God, what a mess. And from Hannah commented on that same, oh no, maybe a different one. Are you going to delete your account if he loses? And I said, no, actually, I'm going to tag you in a video after. Let's see, what are these? Let's see. What else we got here? We got to go through all the negative ones. Yeah, they're like doubting me. So on the same Kamala one where I said there was going to be detriment to her campaign, Red Sox girl said, how'd that work out? LOL. I'm not going to do that anymore. No LOL. So Bentley commented, 6 laughing emojis. When have you ever been right? My guess is 0. Okay, yes, you're right. For 8 years, I have had 0 predictions come true. No, Bentley, I've never, ever, ever won awards for my work. I've never published a book on psychic development. You're right. My track record is 0. Love and light. Just kidding, not love and light. I'm being sarcastic. So I guess there should be some positive. Oh, here. Holly Myers 81 says, so it's not a psychic prediction then, it's a guess. Guess again, it won't be him. Right. I'm actually trying to find a positive comment here. I got thumbs up. I pray you are right. The lady in all blue. No, Audrey. No, we don't want her. I don't understand. If you're American, I know my biggest audience with the podcast is American. Hey, guys. All the way from Canada. I don't understand. Like, I cannot wrap my head around why would you, like, I don't understand. left will cheat 100%. So yeah. So yes, there is lovely, lovely comments as well. Let me see here. Taylor with a T said, I had a psychic vision last week, and you are correct. And everyone save Trump 2024, baby. Love to see a spiritual baddie on the right side. That's me, even though I'm Canadian. We got our own problems over here, guys. So then Kendra Foley, one and only, commented, I love how comments are turned off on the follow-up video because it's so vague. Just so you know, which video is that? The one I did, what's today, Friday? When I did on Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday, I actually was doing microdosing, which is psilocybin, a very tiny microscopic dosage of that, and maybe it didn't make any sense, but I was trying to not say bad things that are going to happen to the other side, which I am seeing. I couldn't go, hey, guess what's going to happen? I couldn't say that, but I was seeing a detriment to the other side of things, and that's why they thought perhaps I was being not making any sense. I was trying to not say a bad word. All right. So that's enough for the comments on TikTok. If you go follow me on there, you'll be able to see them as well. And I'm going to tell you some predictions that I actually did not share with anyone yet. So before I do that, I want to let you know, on November 16th, I am running a very low-cost psychic workshop on Zoom for 2 hours, 1 till 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the Intro to Psychic Development Workshop. I'll put the link in the show notes. It is very, very low cost to you. It is going to be a really fun workshop, and it's on November 16th coming up, which I guess is coming up very, very soon, in 2 weeks. So I'm hoping that my new followers are going to join in that, because all of my current students for the last 3 years are very advanced now. They are having their own business. They are having abundance come in with their doing readings professionally. You know, they're really coming into their own. They're getting brave. They're actually signing up for psychic fairs, and they're meeting a whole bunch of new people. They're stepping into their dreams literally because they took a psychic development course with me 3 years ago. So there is a huge path waiting for you just by saying yes to this. Okay. And another note, I also have one spot left for medium level one. So if you want to become a medium and you really want to step into your gifts and step into your power, understand how you communicate with the other side in a safe and effective way, and you can help people and yourself, that also begins in January. But there's one spot left. I'll also put that in the show notes. As always, you can go on Instagram, elevate.hersoul, under the bio. I hate that word. And all of the classes are in there. I still haven't had a chance to get my website fixed. So it's really old. My website's from 2021. I haven't updated yet because my web guy quit on me. So I don't have a new one. So if anyone is a web designer and they know how to upgrade a website, I'm not going to bother because it's kind of complicated. But I would love someone to reach out to me and help me do this, so I can get everything organized on there. And my website is elevatehersoul.com. It's old pictures, all yellow. I'm teal now, not yellow. Okay, so here we go. I think that is all I want to share with you about classes. Also, thank you so much. My calendar, I just got a new, what do you call that? A planner. Yeah, 2025 planner. I get the same one every year, but I found a beautiful color. This periwinkle is my favorite color. And same as my suitcase, which I'm going away soon. So excited. And where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. Like, I was literally in my car yesterday waiting for Chad to meet me for our date. And I bought new pencils and new pens. And I was, like, going through the calendar. Literally every day I'm doing readings. Like, every day. So thank you so much for you guys took advantage of the sale that was happening for my anniversary. Thank you for celebrating that with me. I really appreciate it. I'm, like, totally booked up till March. I'm getting emails. You're booked up till March. Yeah, some psychics are booked up for 3 years. So I think that's pretty good. Okay, so here we go. So on October 29th, 2024, at 5:03 p.m., I received this prediction, and I'm like, what? It's not that big a deal, but heh. This is like, are you crazy? But it's kind of the same as like when those aliens told me that gas would go up to $2 a liter, and it did. So I'm going with it. You got to go. Like, here's the thing. Like, people are going to make you doubt your predictions, your knowing, your claircognizance. So these are knowing. I have knowings. Like, I just know. These are things that I know. You don't know how you know, but you know. But once you learn to become psychic and you take a psychic development class, you understand the difference between a feeling or a knowing or a thought. right? Or I guess they're all different. But one of the predictions was the Canadian dollar will rise in value. So I guess if you're a logic-minded person, you would want to be like, well, this would mean XYZ has to happen, right? I don't know what XYZ means. Probably a change in government, maybe, and I have a prediction of that, which someone said, well, every 8 years they change prime ministers, Jen. Is that how you talk? You get all. I'm used to skeptics. I'm whatever. I have to become numb to it, I guess. But that's one of the things. Then here's one. Here, okay. This was more of a, how do I call this? Astral projection. Jen, you don't astral project. You're full of crap. No, I know how to astral project, and I teach my students in my school how to astral project. And we're going to do that, I think, next week, guys. Spirit School, are you listening? I think we're going to do that really soon, if you're ready for it. So this goes along with another one. Let me see here. I need to find it because I literally... There it is. Okay. I didn't even tell anyone this. This is still on my notes from October 27th at 10:01 a.m. Okay. You're not going to believe this. I'm just going to tell you, and I'm going to leave it. Like, I didn't make a reel about it, a TikTok about it. It's still on my phone, secret, didn't tell anyone yet. You guys get to know first, and maybe I will release it in a TikTok or a reel or whatever, but it's on my notes, so I have proof here. So this is what happened. I think it was it in class or was it on my own? I can't remember if maybe it was when I was doing the microdose, but I was in meditation. I wasn't that deep in meditation, but all of a sudden I had this like red phone in my face, like a red 80s, you know, the old style kind of phone. It was in my face, and the red phone had a feeling to it of like the Pentagon. So I felt like I had gone to the Pentagon. I don't know, like they must have some kind of protection from spies there, you'd think, right? They probably wouldn't be the first time someone's tried to astral travel to the Pentagon. Like they had to have some kind of like Faraday cage on there, but there was nothing. So I was astral travel and I found myself looking at a red phone on a desk, and I had a knowing that I was in the Pentagon or imagining the Pentagon. So I, all of a sudden I look at this desk, there's a desk. I look down, there's a piece of paper on the desk, and I had a knowing, like I heard in my head, don't touch that. Like someone said, don't touch that. This is crazy. So the paper was an arrest list paper, okay? Like people who are going to get arrested or whatever. It was like who they want to arrest. They know that they're sketchy. They know like they just want to arrest these people for some reason. And this is going to possibly contradict one of my predictions, but just hear me out. I'm just going to tell you what I saw, okay? I'm not predicting it. I'm telling you what I saw. This is not a prediction. This is a disclaimer. I'm not predicting this. This is what I saw in the astral travel realm. So on this list of people, famous people, politicians, actors, Hollywood, this kind of thing, we're on this arrest list of people that the Pentagon wants to arrest. So here's the list. Trump, Hillary Clinton, Kanye, JC, and Beyonce. Those are the people that I could see on the list. I couldn't see anymore. Like, I think Will Ferrell, like, as I look back now, there's Will Ferrell on the bottom. Like, I'm going to arrest these people, okay? But I kept hearing, don't touch that, don't touch that. And every time I try to get closer to this document on the red phone table in the Pentagon, I kept getting, like, this swirling of me trying to get kicked out, like the realm or the portal was trying to swirl. I kept swirling around. Like, I kept turning, like, around and around, like, whoa, getting dizzy. And it was like someone was trying to pull me out. Like, some kind of portal was trying to pull me out. Some kind of energy was trying to pull me out. And then right before I left, I was kicked out energetically. The phone rang. The red phone rang on the table. And it said, don't answer it. Don't touch that. But I did. I'm a rebel that way. I picked up the phone, the red phone. This is imaginary red phone in the astral realm. And on the phone, it said, Trump will be president. So whoever's lying to me, like in the astral realm, is this a different dimension? Is there a dimension where, maybe it was a different dimension, where, I don't know, this alternate Pentagon is? I don't know. But the voice on the phone said, Trump will be president. That's what it said. Like, and this whole time, as soon as I pick up the phone, I'm like, shoo, gone. And then the next thing I know, I'm in the Oval Office Like, I don't know the distance, physical distance or geographical distance from the Pentagon to where the White House is. Okay. What is the distance between the White House and the Pentagon? Not very far, guys. 9 minutes. So I just did a quick Google search. It says, how far are the White House and Pentagon from each other? Literally 9 minutes, which, and then Arlington's over there. Oh, interesting. I must have gone in the tunnel. So I'm assuming there would be a tunnel between the Pentagon and the White House. That is logic. Come on, guys. That's logic. So I ended up through the tunnel. Maybe that's what that swirly energy was. I got sucked out. Next thing I knew, I was in the White House, the Oval Office. Okay, so I didn't see much in there, but I knew that's where I was. Let me get back to my recording here. I knew that's where I was. And it was the creepiest thing because there was no one in the office, but it looked like how to explain it. Do you ever watch Marvel TV shows? Like, what's the witch girl? The Olsen twins sister. Like, she's a witch. I forget which. Oh, gosh. Hold on a second. What is the witch in Marvel? Like, Olsen twins, Scarlet Witch, Wanda. Okay, so it looked like Wanda Maximoff, the Scarlet Witch. Like, she was like, all I could see was the dress. And I had a knowing that it was a witch. And they were dragging their fingers slowly and walking past the desk. I was scared, guys. I was like, why is there a witch in the White House? And it's not symbolism. It's like an actual witch. It's almost like witches are trying to astral project as well into there. And they've gotten in there. Like, they've infiltrated something. Like, they want their own agenda. I don't know who these witches are. They're like high witches. And they're trying to do something. Like, it was the creepiest thing. But it was so real. It was so like, oh my God, I can't make this up. It was like, not sure if it was a dimension or actually our astral projected to the Oval Office. Because again, I can't imagine, like, I'm sure the U.S. government knows that people are trying to astral travel into these places on purpose. And I didn't even do it on purpose, guys. I didn't even sit here in meditation and go, okay, I want to go to the Pentagon and go in the secret tunnel underneath to the White House and the Oval. I didn't do it on purpose. It just happened. And so, like, how are there not any Faraday cages? Like, how do they not put some kind of protection? And I'm going to, I wish I had like on the Joe Rogan podcast, you know, he has like a dude who like Googles shit for him. I need one of those people. what was I doing? I forget what I was going to Google. But yeah, it was crazy. I was like traveling and I saw these crazy things and, you know, I guess we'll see. But so then at the end of this meditation, here is like, this is not a prediction. Disclaimer, this is not a prediction. Okay. This is not a prediction. This was a thought that popped in my head. So what if Kamala or the left knows that if Trump gets into office, now, I'm going to repeat this. Listen very carefully. How does this feel in your body? What if Kamala knows that if Trump gets into office, the intel knows it'll start World War III. And they are trying to prevent it by trying to kill him. Like, what if, like, this is a crazy thought, complete opposite of what we're tuning into, right? What if they're trying to prevent it? Like, what if there's intel and we think everyone's an asshole and they're really bad and they're evil and they're horrible, horrible people working on the other side. But what if they're trying to prevent World War III by taking him out? Because they know that if he, again, not a prediction, if they know World War III is going to start if Trump gets in and they're doing everything in their power to stop it. Like, I could see, for once I could see the other side of this, right? I'm not saying it's true, but what if they're not evil? What if they're trying to prevent it? Like, I guess that wouldn't make sense totally, because why would Kamala be trying to have detriment to her? What if they take people out because they try to stop this plan? What if that's, whoa, like my mind is blown right now. Again, I'm not saying this is a prediction. This is like what I was giving in meditation. And I could kind of see that, right? I can kind of see that a little bit. It's a little out there, but what if there's an other side to everything, right? There's as above, so below. There's got to be an other side to this. It can't just all be Kamala's evil. Everyone has yin and yang. Like, there's black and white. Everyone is, you know, there's good and evil. There's love and light. You know, everyone has a little bit of that in them somewhere because they have a soul. So let's just wait and see. But this is what I was told. What if Kamala knows that if Trump gets into office, it will start World War III, and they're trying to prevent that? What if they're trying to save the world? Can you believe I'm saying this? I detest this woman. This is like the horrible, horrible thing to have her as your president. But I'm like, what if? Just saying, what if? Okay, you can't be all one-sided. You can't be all black or white. You can't be black or white in like the sense of like your thinking. There has to be openness here, right? I don't know. I'm just sharing what I get. I'm just sharing things. Let me see what else I got here. Okay, which is in the White House. We covered that, right? Oh, Faraday. That's what I was going to Google. I was like, well, what am I Googling here? So you guys know. I know what it is. A Faraday cage. Oh, Michael Faraday. No, we don't want that. Okay. Oh, yeah. So he invented it, I guess. A Faraday cage or Faraday shield is an enclosure used to block some electromagnetic fields. A Faraday shield may be formed by a continuous covering of conductive material, or in the case of a Faraday cage, by mesh of such material. Okay, this is crazy because this reminds me. So this is like keeping people out from astral traveling as well. Okay, so after I was done that meditation, this makes so much sense. I saw mesh. Like, I felt like mesh was on me. So maybe that's why I got sucked out. I don't know. But I did see mesh in my field, in my aura field. Again, clairvoyantly, I saw mesh. And I was like, what is this mesh? But that would make sense. That's probably a Faraday cage. But why would I be allowed to go in there? Why would I be allowed to see the red phone? Because the red phone is that we should talk about the red phone. Here, I know what it means, but I'm going to. So they're saying, of course they're saying it's a prop. I don't believe that for a second. What is the significance of the red phone? This telephone is actually a prop, erroneously representing the hotline between Washington and Moscow, which would make sense for what I said about they're trying to prevent World War III by getting Trump out of there. In numerous books, movies, video games, etc., the hotline between Washington and Moscow is represented by a red phone. And they're saying it's not real. I don't believe that. Yeah, so the red phone network also is a network. Okay, the answer to what happens during a communication outage, red phones connect with other red phones for full voice communication during the most severe and widespread phone, cellular, or internet outages. Now, this one hits me, right? So they're planning to have an internet outage pandemic, right? They're going to turn off the internet. They're going to turn off the lights, whatever. This is like a pandemic they're planning for the next pandemic. A red phone that I saw could be symbolic as well of what's coming, right? It could also be symbolic. It might not just mean like war is coming, but right? That's interesting. I'm fascinated by this work. Also, if you're skeptical, you're probably not listening to this podcast anyways, because it wouldn't resonate with your energy and your beliefs. But there's like, you have to believe in something bigger than what you're currently seeing and believing. You have to. Like, Candace Owen has a quote. She's like, if you don't believe in any conspiracy theories by now, you're not intelligent. I'm sorry. Like, that's what she says. I'm not saying that. I would never say anyone's not intelligent, but guys, come on. If you're not believing in any possibility beyond our physical senses, there is something. There's something wrong. Like, you know, I don't know what happened to you as a child, but you got to open up. You got to be like, there's way more. And at this point in my career as a psychic and a mentor, I no longer think that I'm crazy. Like, some people may still think it sounds crazy, but after all everything that's happened the last 4 years and in history, like, I also believe the earth is flat. Maybe I'm thinking about that. Also, I'm believing now that JFK was shot, not like we didn't go to the moon either, guys. Like, your whole belief system, things that you thought to be true, just blow up in your face when you do this work. You're like, it's kind of overwhelming. It can be very overwhelming, especially if you go down rabbit holes. Like, anything that I've said here, go down the rabbit hole, go to the red phone rabbit hole. go down the Kamala genealogy lie. She's lying about her family. She's lying about her lineage. This is going to, I've been called racist as well, but according to Candace Owens' research, she has told me, we're friends, just kidding. She has said Kamala's not even black descent. She's Indian, Jewish, and Irish. So for all you people who are like, well, Jen, nothing happened to Kamala's campaign because she's wonderful. She's a liar. And if you have to lie to cheat, you have to cheat. You know things are not right, right? It's not okay. Not okay. I'm very up in arms about this, as you can tell. And again, like I said, I'm not even American, so I can't imagine what's like for Americans who are listening to this and who are going through this. This whole awakening, maybe it's an awakening of your country. And like, again, I feel like we should talk about my country sometime, but that's coming in the future. So I'm going to leave it there, guys. I'm going to leave it there. I just don't know what to think. Better yet, I'm not going to think. You know what? I'm not going to think, because thinking always gets me in trouble. I'm just going to use my intuition. I'm just going to put it out there, see what happens, and let it go. Also, here's one message before we end this episode, is when I was doing microdosing this past week. See, time's not real, guys. Yesterday, all day, I thought it was Friday. And it's actually Thursday yesterday. I literally thought it was Friday. So that is something, okay? There's something weird going on. I had someone comment on my Instagram. She said her and her son went to Walmart, and she literally said out loud, I feel like I'm in a video game. Well, you are. And there's people on my comments saying, Jen, there's no Matrix. Oh, there's no simulation. Okay. Okay, guys. So I just do a thumbs up now. Thumbs up. Ah. By the way, thumbs up is my least favorite emoji. If you text me a thumbs up, I will literally punch you. I hate the thumbs up. But that's what I'm going to do. People who are doubting my gifts, doubting what I'm seeing, doubting my astral projection, doubting the realms that I visit, and bringing back this information. And I'm just going to keep sharing it. And no, I will not delete my account. If Trump doesn't win, he is going to win. The only reason he wouldn't is because they're bleeping cheating. They're cheating. Get angry. You guys got to do something about it. I can't do anything from Canada. You guys got to do something about this. Okay, guys, come on. Well, I'm going to leave you there as I'm getting all fired up more. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Singing Medium Podcast. And we'll see you all next time, which after the election. And I guess we'll find out what's going to happen then. Talk to you later.